Thank you very much, Bethany. And yes, this is People of Interest, and I'm Michael Welch, and I'm speaking now with Kelly Hughes, who's the proprietor of Aqua Books, and gave an announcement that really took a lot of people by surprise just late last week when he said that the store and the Eat-It Bistro would be closing down this fall. So here with us in the studio is Kelly Hughes to tell us a little bit more about that announcement. So welcome, Kelly.
Thanks for having me on, Michael. And excuse my voice. It's not that I just got up, but I've been doing nothing but talking for 4 days. So I'm a little hoarse. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. You've gotten a lot of attention. Certainly a lot of, saw you're in the front page of the Metro and basically all over the media.
Yeah, so. I was hoping, I wanted to give our customers and people that have been coming in, I wanted to give them an opportunity to sort of know what we were doing and to have some more time to, to come in before we closed. And I was hoping that people would care, but I didn't realize, sort of what the volume of support and concern and dismay and everything. I didn't realize just how big it would be.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. I mean, how have people responded in terms of when they heard this announcement? I mean, how have they responded? What have they been?
I've literally, except for the 15 people that have come out of the woodwork and are posting online, the people that don't like me, that are happy. I've literally had hundreds of emails from people and calls and people coming in and just people who have been saying, no, this can't be, and thank you so much, and just everything, and people I haven't seen in a while, and then in the last few days, everybody's been coming in, and I think, to me, does it say more about us, or does it say more about the city of Winnipeg? I think it says something about the people of Winnipeg that we realize that there's more to life than just money and making money, and if you and I thought that it was just about making money, we'd be having this conversation in Calgary, right? Mm. Like, I think Winnipeg is such a funny place because it's very conservative in a lot of ways. And very, but in other ways, we've got kind of this 1919 strain running through us, mm-hmm. where we don't like to be told what to do or what to think. Or do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, we kind of have both of these things going on. And I think people realize that, just like a lot of other places, Winnipeg, pardon me, Winnipeg is being overrun by corporate money and by chains and by just this whole bland sort of culture that
and their influence on government and politicians as well.
Yeah, and it's just because it's about, because that stuff is always about money. So if we close and Applebee's comes in, that's going to make somebody happy because that's more money for somebody, And that's something that, we've been fighting for a long time. And that's something that, of course, CKUW has been fighting for a long time. I'm super pleased to be here. We, mm-hmm. I do Fun Drive every year
for sure.
And I've listened since 99. And just, I think, I feel like we're trying to do the same thing that you're trying to do, which is just present a different perspective that some people maybe wouldn't think about, and that's what we've been trying to do with our the different different events.
Yeah, it's like you're one of those businesses. It's not just about the bottom line. I mean, you're actually trying to do something here.
It's unfortunately, it hasn't been at all about the bottom line. Really, like if I had just wanted to make money, I would have. I mean, we've got a liquor license upstairs in our theater, and I would have booked rock bands every night. We would have served people beer until they fell out on the street in their faces. But instead, I've been, You know, you brought Joshua Key in, the Iraq war, you know, veteran and dissenter, and brought him in, and he came and talked, and you know, stuff like that that really, you know, I mean, we didn't make any, you know, we don't make any money on stuff like that, but it's important to hear voices like that, and where, I mean, where are you going to be able to go and see a guy like that? There's not a bunch of places. So
yeah, and you've also, I mean, you've had like you know speeches like that which you record. You know, I guess you know, Kelly Hughes Live you know, arts and crafts and performances, and it's a very, very nice venue. I think that probably, I mean, you actually have to go inside to really appreciate what's there. It's really quite incredible.
Well, thanks. Yeah, and so you know, we're I just have had so much response that I'm you know, we're hoping that there's some kind of way that there's, you know, we're going to be able to continue some of the things that we're doing anyway. It certainly is, if we rise from the ashes, it's not going to be the same as it's been for various reasons. One of the reasons being that there's, we have a big bookstore. We have 45,000 books, and books sales are, you know, I mean, that's a whole other story about technology and all that kind of, you know, the difficulties of selling books in this day and age, which is kind of, you know, is sort of well known. Lots of bookstores across the country have closed. But I feel like since, in a lot of ways, the community feels like we belong to them. I mean, I would love to be able to continue to do some of the things that we're doing in more of a community-based kind of way, you know, a little bit more reflect that, because, you know, the idea that we've been a business and a private enterprise is a little bit deceiving, like I say, because my goal has really been to support the things that, you know, all the interesting things that other people are doing. You know, it's not necessarily a lot of it's been in the arts, but it's not necessarily the arts. Some of it's been, you know, sort of small p political. Some of it's been, you know, cultural. We had a bunch of Iranian people in a week and a half ago doing Persian poetry reading, and you know, I mean, it's just creative. We had the guys in who are building they're building an electric car. I had them on my show. I had them on Kelly Hughes Live. They're building something called the Urbi car, and it's not like a Prius, which is like a regular car with a giant battery in it. It's a really low, really light, really, you know, and they're just independent guys. They're guys from Winnipeg, and they're trying to make a car that will go in a day, like an average, you know, distance in a day, from energy that you can get from having a wind turbine and a solar panel attached to your garage. And to me, that's super interesting. And where are you going to hear about stuff like that? And where are you going to, you know? So that, and I mean, I just love, you know, anything like that that somebody's doing that is going to maybe make the world a little bit of a better place. So that's, you know, that's interesting to me, and that's why I've been doing it.
Yeah. So it's really it's a unique venue, and it's a very, it seems to me, a very important contribution to, you know, developing, you know, diversity within the community
and
building the downtown. We've seen that the extent to which the provincial government and the civic government are willing to go to, you know, save our hockey team, the Winnipeg Military Jets. And I'm wondering, you know, what have you had any businesses like yours receiving any assistance from those governments?
I don't know. I mean, you're bringing it up. I didn't bring it up. I'm, you know, not to sound like a whinger, because I don't, you know, I've never, you know, felt like the sort of the government owed me anything or whatever. But I think in those cases, I think it's, I think that you have to know the right people. I think you have to have the right connections. I think. And I think that you have to be sort of big enough politically in that, you know, the Jets is kind of a, it's for a lot of people, it's good politically, You know what I mean? It's the NHL. You know, that kind of thing. So I really, and I don't know what, you know, the military jets, as you put it, I don't know what they've received, but, you know, really the problem is that, you know, we talk about how as a community, we want the downtown to be vibrant, and we want to, you know, these are all the things we want. But yet in the Free Press, when they were writing about this last week, they talked to this guy, a professor at the U of M in the entrepreneurship program at, you know, Stu Clark Center for Entrepreneurship or whatever, and he was completely clueless. And he said, well, why would you open a business on Gary? It's a dead zone. It's a, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, do you live in the city too? Like, or do you want to build a fence around downtown? We'll drop everybody in here, all the criminals, like escape from New York. We'll let them kill each other. I mean, is that, that's what I don't understand. Cause I don't, I mean, to me, like, I think, you know, I came from home just now. I live two blocks south of here in West Broadway, mm-hmm. and I've lived there for 15 years and it's great. And I, you know, after this, I'm going to walk over to Stella's. Like, and it's great, and I just don't...
That comment suggests that people who actually live in the downtown area are a write-off. You know, why have a business in the downtown area?
Well, exactly, but also, like, you know, supposedly he's teaching entrepreneurship, and is entrepreneurship just about making money? Is it just about doing online poker sites? You know, is that what... Or, I mean, is it about being in a community, and is it about taking a... And I've never... called myself an entrepreneur, by the way, because I hate the term. I think it's, you know, anyway, it's just an aside. But you know, I mean, you know, somebody is going to have to, you know, if there's a dead zone, I'm doing air quotes here, somebody's going to have to step up and do something. And in Winnipeg, we've had all kinds of great, you know, small businesses and arts groups and whoever, who've taken a chance on slightly dodgy, you know, spots or places mm-hmm. that, you know, the tallest poppy leaps to mind, Mawa, a couple of places up on, you know, up on Main Street and sort of the former kind of Skid Row. You know, I mean, there's lots of places that kind of go in before it's kind of ready for prime time. And yeah, I mean, you know, we should be encouraging that, and we should be thinking of ways to, you know, to make that better, because we all live here and we all want Winnipeg to be better. And even if you're just a money grubbing guy who lives in the suburbs or whatever, you're going to want to have a good downtown, because that's going to improve the rest of the city, and that's going to, you know what I mean? I mean, if you've got a bad downtown, you've got a problem. Because your downtown is right in the center. You can't hive it off. It's not a bantustan, you know. It's right in the center of the city.
Now, Kelly, how long ago did you make this decision? I mean, it's not like you woke up Wednesday morning and said, I'm going to shut down. I mean, you must have been thinking of this for a long time.
I you know, really seriously, I mean, I've started talking about it. You know, we've been talking about it for 12 years. That's small business. You know, every day you wonder if you're going to, you know. But I've been talking about it with my wife, who's my business partner as well. We've been talking about it for kind of about 6 months, sort of in various levels of seriousness. And then in the last 2 months, it's really been, a very sort of a serious question in my mind. And you know, I just sort of in the last... couple of weeks, I mean, I just realized, you know, that this was, you know, that this was something that I was gonna, have to do, because I, you know, when the pressure's on you financially solely, it's kind of stressful. I mean, if I was just by myself and not doing, you know, if I was just trying to live, and if I was just broke, I would just eat, you know, Kraft dinner and you know, but it's different. I got a bunch of people working for me and suppliers that we have to pay, and the government wants their pound of flesh or whatever. I mean, you know, there's all these things to do, and it's just been increasingly difficult. And yeah, I mean, it's been a really tough decision to make. That being said, you know, being able to tell people, it has been felt really good, because I feel, you know, like sort of that weight has been lifted off, because I kind of, and then having the response that I've got, you know, having, because my worry was that I was going to tell people and they were going to say or think, oh, well, he's a loser, you know, because, you know, I kind of, it's hard, you know, we do still measure things monetarily and in some way, and it's hard to feel like it's hard to feel like you've been a success when you know, you're when you can't pay your bills on time. So
what's you set an actual date for when you're
You know, we're certainly going to be open through the end of September. We got a lot of books to sell. We got a lot of winding down to do. We've got to you know, we've got to sell the building to Applebee's. That's a joke. We're not selling the building to Applebee's, but you know, we've got to, you know, we got to figure all that stuff out. So that's going to take us a little bit to do that. And you know, we got a lot of people's events that are going on that we'd really love to still see happen, because they're just, you know, a lot of great stuff coming up. But you know, beyond that, you know, like I say, this, if we manage to rise from the ashes in some kind of way, it will not be the same. It you know, will be kind of a new thing, but it will be sort of the same. I don't know if that makes any sense, but we're talking with some of our partners right now, people you know, who we've been working with, you know, writers and you know, the U of M Jazz Studies program, and just, you know, different people who, you know, who want some of this to survive. So, you know, we're going to figure that out, and I am just so encouraged by the response from the city, that I'm going to really, you know, work hard and do what I can to figure out if there's a way to sort of, you know, be reborn as something else that's, you know, equally important, and try to continue doing what I'm doing in terms of supporting other people. And I feel like Winnipeg is such a great city. I lived in Vancouver for a year when I was younger. I hated it. Came back here. I've been here ever since. And I think, you know, Winnipeg is, I mean, yesterday I was listening to CKUW, and there were some people from an immigrant's
Building Bridges.
Yeah, and I'm listening to these guys, and I thought, you know, it's a Canadian guy and a guy from Africa, and they're talking about all the stuff they're doing and taking newcomers to Canada, taking them to Grand Beach, and they'd never been. And I mean, just I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, I mean, what a great place I'm able to live in, you know, where people can do this. And so, you know, I want to be able to continue to participate in that.
Well, Kelly, you've been a big supporter of CKW and a big supporter of downtown restoration, and I really think that I'm sure that whatever you choose to do, I mean, if you don't see this as money-making, but basically a vehicle for community building, and I wish you well, and we look forward to seeing, well, what you'll be putting out at the store over the next few weeks, and whatever comes along to replace it. So, Kelly, it's been a pleasure. Drop by any time, and thanks a lot for speaking to us today.
Thank you so much, Michael. You're not rid of me yet.
Okay, great stuff. Kelly Hughes of Aqua Books, and its store is at 274 Gary Street, and it's open Tuesdays to Saturdays. Go and check him out, and we'll go back, I'll probably play a brief ad, and we'll be back with more People of Interest.